Welcome to the Midland Seventh-day Adventist Church. We hope our broadcast will bless you.
I'd like to open with a word of prayer this morning, if we can all bow our heads. Kind Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for drawing us all here today. Please bless a special blessing upon those who may not have been able to attend for health reasons or just life struggles, Father. You know their needs and their weaknesses and their struggles. We ask this message be your message and not my message, Father. We ask that you be with us through the coming week. Help us grow in our relationship with you and help us to do your good work. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So I have a question for you guys. What is faith? See, it kind of worked out. I didn't have it planned this way, but the lesson this week I was teaching as well was on faith as well. So what's faith? Hebrews 11 verses 1 and 6 says, "Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. But without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him." Today, I wanted to talk about a little bit about what it requires to run the race of faith. To run the Christian marathon of faith, we must run with endurance on the course that is set before us and maintain the vision of the prize. We don't get to choose the course. We don't get to choose the path God gives us. We just have to run for the prize. Are you ready to run that prize? If your week starts out, great. And then you have a mammogram. They call you back. You need some more tests. Okay. It didn't go good. Now you have to have a biopsy. You wait 7 days for the results. But in the meantime, while you're waiting, you have a kidney stone attack. You're dying in pain, and you're waiting to find out. Do you have faith that's strong enough to get you through? Do you have a place you can run? Do you have that rock-solid faith that you need? I hope you do. So what steps do you need to run that marathon? A marathon is 26.2 miles. Can you run that marathon? Can you dig deep enough to run that 26.2? So first, to run that marathon, step one, you got to commit. You got to commit to the race. We don't get to choose the path God gives us. We don't even get to run it. At least when you choose to commit that marathon, you at least know the path you're going on. You know the route, you know the hills, you know the journeys. But in our Christian walk, we don't know our walk. we don't get to choose that path. We don't know the hills we're going to face or the valleys we're going to seek. We have to just commit to running it. If we look at 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 24 and 25, it talks a little bit about what we need. "Do you know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you obtain it. And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we run for that imperishable crown." Are you ready to run that race? Are you ready to seek that crown? So now that you've decided you're going to run the marathon and you've got you're committed to running it, you've agreed you're going to run. Now you have to commit to a training schedule. Now, that doesn't mean you just get to train one day a week or one day or 2 days before the race or 2 minutes before you're going to go. Oh, no, you got to have a plan. So what does that plan require when we're running that Christian marathon? I hope that you guys are praying and studying daily. Don't pray only when you need it. Don't pray only when you have a request. You know, praises aren't for just everybody that's here. A praise is to lift somebody else because they want to hear your struggle and know that they're going to be gifted. God gifted you, so they might have that hope that you can gift them as well. So the next time somebody asks you for a praise, don't sit there quiet. Say your praise. You might lead somebody else to have the strength to repeat their praise. We need to encourage others. We do that through prayer, lifting them in prayer. They may know you're praying for them. They may not. Maybe you just chose to pray for them that day. Maybe you were inspired to pray for them. But I hope that we're all praying and training daily. What else do we need to run that marathon? We need the vision. What's the vision of the prize? What's the vision? What do you want from running this marathon? It's not an easy one. What do you hope to get out of it? Oh, the finish, says Ardith. So when we look at the prize, we need to look at 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 11 and 12. So the vision, but you, O man of God, flee these things and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and gentleness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, to which you were also called and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. That's why we stand before others and are baptized, to profess before others our commitment. You can commit in your heart, but it's the outward commitment. It might encourage somebody else. It might cause them to have a motivation to run that race. They see you seeking it. I hope others seek it too. What else do you need to run that marathon? Accountability. Who's your accountability partner? Who's going to stand with you? We all need accountability partners. Accountability partners raise us up. They give us the strength when we fall. Anybody that's ever struggled with weight loss or just wanting to exercise, it's the person that calls you on the phone that day at 5 o'clock and says, do you work out today? That's who motivates you, because you know you're going to get that call. It's easy to just say, I'm going to do it. Oh, I'm tired today. I had a rough day. I saw 22 patients today, and I don't have the energy to do anything else. But you know when you go home that day, somebody's going to be calling and leaving you a message or a voicemail or a text. How was your workout today? Mine was great. How was yours? You got to have accountability. If we look at 2 Timothy 3, verse 16, we look to it and we see that all scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness. That's where we need to look for some accountability. We need to look at us. We need to take a look on the inside at the heart matters. We need to look for that reproof and correction so that we can be ready to run that race. Are you ready in righteousness? I hope we all are. We're all at a different step on our journey, and nobody's ready to run that race tomorrow. But I hope as we get close to the end of time that we're all ready to run that race. We all grow in our relationship, and each of us is at a different walk. Don't judge somebody else in their walk. They may have really struggled hard that day, but you can raise them up. Pray for them and give them a little bit of strength that they might need. So what else do you need to run that race? Well, you got to get rid of some baggage, and you got to throw out those vices. If you got all that baggage hanging on your back about all those bad things you did and how you're not good enough to get anywhere, how are you going to run that race? You can't run the race with a 50-pound backpack on your back running uphill. It's not going to happen. So you need to be able to give it up and give it to God and let him work through you. I don't have the answers on how you get rid of that baggage. That's your own personal relationship with God. But you need to take a look at it and dig deep. If we look at Hebrews chapter 12, see, this is where I was supposed to have my regular Bible instead of my phone, and I left it at home. Oops. There was a little note I wanted to bring out. So I was ready for the race, but not totally prepared. So if we look at verse 3 in chapter 12, for consider him who endured such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your souls. Look to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne. Lay aside every weight and since we are also surrounded with a great cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that was set before us. We need to run, and you need to run hard. So the sixth step to running our marathon of the Christian walk of faith is you got to have the tools to push through the wall. How many of you have run? Yeah, and what happens when you're so far into that race? You're dying. There's nothing left in you. You're ready to crumble up in a heap and sit, and that is it. So what kind of tools do you need to be able to push through that wall? Where do you look? How do you find them? You need to look at Ephesians 6, verse 14. And I hope you put your armor on today. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and above all, taking the shield of faith, which you were able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Do you got your tools to push through that wall? Do you have your armor of faith on today? Do you have your tools in your box to keep running that race? What else do we need to run that marathon of the Christian walk of faith? We need to take some encouragement. Don't shun it. Take it. Let somebody encourage you. We all need encouragement. Encouragement gets you through the day. Sometimes it's that patient that says, you know, today my arm feels a lot better. You made a difference. Sometimes it's that, instead of having to work with the people that are having a lot of discomfort and you can't help it. It's just part of their recovery. So if we look at chapter 11, verses 29 and 30. By faith, they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, whereas the Egyptians attempting to do so were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down when they were encircled for 7 days. That's some faith. Do you have that kind of faith? Dig deep. You have to finish strong. You have to push through those walls. You have to know where to look. You have to open the book to find those verses that you need on that day. Don't just get to the race and say, where's my tools? I forgot my water. I don't have any verses. There's a reason that they say to memorize some scripture, because you're going to need it. You might not have your Bible with you, but if you can pull something out and it says that, you'll be able to pull it out when you need it, even if you can't remember it on an everyday basis. When you need it and you seek it, you'll have it if you put it in there. So don't be discouraged. Some people really struggle to memorize scripture. But if you've read it and you've learned it and you've studied it, have the faith that when you need that tool, God will provide it for you. So when we're at the end of the race and you have to dig deep and finish strong, where are you going to look? We're going to look at 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. And I hope at the end of the marathon that we've all run in our Christian walk, each and every one of you, you can all say, I fought the good fight. I finished the race and I kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on that day, not only to me, but also to all those who loved his appearing. I hope that each and every one of you today can run this Christian marathon, because it's not an easy one, and we didn't choose the path, but I hope you can run that race and say, I fought strong, I finished hard, and I've run that Christian race, and now I have the crown of righteousness. And I hope that you can look through the Bible and find your inspiration to find those Abrams, to find all those that were tempted and fought through their faith. And I hope that you all have a blessed Sabbath day.
You have been listening to the broadcast from the Midland Seventh-day Adventist Church at 2420 East Ashman in Midland, Michigan. If you are in the area, we cordially invite you to visit our church Saturday mornings. If you're a distance away, we encourage you to continue visiting our website and weekly podcast at midlandsda.org.